Justin Flick back with you, joined now by Coach Eric Tate to talk Houlton Wildcats boys basketball. Houlton guys on the season now currently with a record of 7-3 and 6-1 the first time through the Big 7 league. Couple games since last time we spoke. Let's go back to the win last Friday night, Coach. You were coming off a big win against Perry on the road and followed it up with a really solid start. No letdown in that home game Friday against Riverside. You were up 14-1 at the end of one quarter and felt like just kind of coasted to the win, 57-31. And maybe one of the best things from that game is that you had nine different guys score and contribute offensively. What else did you take positively from the two wins last week, especially Riverside?
You know, I've said it, I feel like a broken record, but that Riverside game, you know, when we defend at a high level, teams really struggle to score against us, and I thought that Riverside game was a perfect example of it. I thought we defended really well, only giving up, like you said, a point in the first quarter, and really all night holding them pretty low points. So, you know, when we do that, when we defend really well and we're locked in defensively, and we're tough to play against, but we got to find a way to do that for full games.
Kobe Black had 12 points in that game to lead the way offensively. Nobody had more than 10 against Tonganoxie on Monday night. Started the tournament with a loss to the host school, 36-29. I know everything about the night was pretty cool, but I'm sure you were disappointed, and it just seemed like couldn't hit the shots. I mean, 1 of 17 from three-point land especially, but just seemed like one of those nights which every single player on the team was really just kind of off offensively.
Yeah, I'll tell you that I felt like we weren't very dialed in at our shoot-around that we had in the day. We went there. Obviously, it was a big deal. They made it a big deal, and we didn't shoot very well. I thought when we got to the hole, we finished all right, but we settled for way too many threes. Obviously, only one went down. You know, when shots aren't falling, you got to find a way to get to the basket. I don't think we did a very good job of that. So hopefully we can learn from that, and we need to start getting to the bucket a little bit more.
Well, every team wants to at least go 2-1 in their midseason tournament. You still have a chance to do that. You'll see a couple different, of course, non-league teams the rest of this week. And you've had a few extra days here to kind of get ready before you face Metro Academy on Friday, and then you'll play Saturday morning at 11:30 as well. But what about this team bouncing back and kind of the keys, I guess, to getting back on track and trying to finish this tournament now with a couple wins?
I think that, you know, we just got to continue to do the little things, defending, rebounding, boxing out, being physical. We got to just continue to focus on that. You know, we're still getting some stuff dialed in offensively, so hopefully we can continue to polish that up and continue on and try to get back in the winner's column.
I know several guys kind of battling through some illness as well, so hopefully the team is healthy heading in to finish out the tournament at Tonganoxie later this week. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, thank you very much.
Coach Eric Tate of the Houlton Wildcats. The weekly locker room chats are brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, by the Farmer State Bank in Houlton, and by Community Healthcare System, the Houlton Family Clinic.